Hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping our listeners hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and today we're here with a brand new session in our study, The Power of Eight, this week, number 15. That's the number of the sessions we've had so far, and we're glad you're with us because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We are looking at the eight essential truths that every Christian needs to know. We started with the person of Jesus Christ. Who is he? And that's been the age-old question, at least for the last 2,000 years. Who in the world is this Jesus Christ? And the Bible has some very clear answers to that. He was in the beginning with God. He was the Word. And he was God and is God. And at a point in time, 2,000 years ago, he became flesh and dwelt among us. So that's who Jesus is. And we have this Word of God. And is it authoritative in our lives? Can we trust it as being truth, being our standard for truth? And we looked at that, and the answer is a resounding yes. This Bible is trustworthy. We looked at the New Covenant and the fact when Jesus died, his blood ratified a brand new covenant. There was the Old Covenant. That covenant was between God and the nation of Israel. Right. It's known as the Mosaic Covenant. Its centerpiece is the Ten Commandments. Well, Jesus fulfilled that at the cross, and then he ushered in a brand new covenant. And it's in this covenant that we live today, this new one, where God remembers our sins no more, and we have this personal, intimate relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son. And we realize that the cross is what brought that about. And through the cross, we have total forgiveness of sins, that we're made holy and perfect in the sight of God, that cross has cleared the deck for us to be what God designed us to be from the very get-go. Yeah. We have the resurrection, and certainly this is proof that Jesus is who he claimed to be, but it's also our source of life. When he was raised from the dead physically, and he raises us from the dead spiritually, and we have new life in him. And then we looked at our identity. We have a brand new identity, and as children of God, we live by grace, not by law. Right. So that leads us to our last of the eight truths. And it's the three marks of the Christian life, and that is faith, hope, and love. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take the next 3 weeks, today and next week and the following week, to really look at what this new life is all about. And so today we're going to take a look at faith. And before we do, just a couple of verses to review what's actually happened to us when we responded to the good news. Colossians 1:13 and 14 said this: "For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." So we were once in the world, we were once in darkness, we were once in Adam. And that's changed. We've had a change of location. So we are living life in a new realm, and that realm is the kingdom of the Son he loves. So we're surrounded by Christ Jesus. We are in Christ Jesus. And the air that we breathe now is the very love of God that has been poured out into our hearts by the very Spirit of God. Yeah. So that's the realm that we live in today. Talk about good news.
That is
good news. The second thing that we need to look at is this: we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Mm-hmm. So when we identify with Christ Jesus, we are baptized into his death, into his burial, and we're raised to walk in the newness of life. So we have a brand new life that has been given to us, and this is a life that is led by and empowered by the Holy Spirit. The life that we had before, it was a life of spiritual death. It was empowered by sin.
Right.
It was empowered by the desires of the flesh. It was empowered by the ways of this world. We've been released from that way of life, buried in Christ, raised to walk in the newness of life. We have the Holy Spirit living inside of us, and he's the one that animates this new life in and through us. So we see a couple of passages, Romans 8:14, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. So if you're a child of God, you're a son of God, you are now led by the Spirit of God. So he leads this life, and he empowers this life. But now, by dying to what once bound us, we have been released from the law so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code. So before, as far as Israel was concerned, the written code was their rule for life. Our rule for life is the very Spirit of God. Yeah. So his love, his grace, his power is now coursing through us, and he's the one that animates this new life in and through us. And then 2 Corinthians 2:14, we read this, and I think this is just a wonderful, wonderful description of this new life that we have in Christ that is led by the Spirit. And Paul says, but thanks be to God who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession. Mm-hmm. So how does Christ lead us? Triumphantly.
Yes.
That's how he leads us. So if you're looking for victory in life, if you're looking to be victorious as a believer, it comes through being led by the Spirit, being empowered by the very Spirit of God. And as we follow his lead, and that's a life of faith, then here's what's going to happen. He's going to use us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere. So this Spirit-led life gives us the full knowledge of God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son. We get to know him personally. And as we go through this world, then God's Spirit is going to use us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere. Talk about triumphal, yeah, victorious living. Yeah. This Spirit-led life is victory for you and me.
It's Basic Gospel, everybody, with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and this is our weekly study, The Power of Eight, and we're glad you're with us today. And Bob, as we've noted before, our regular listeners are exposed every day to the incredibly good news of the grace of God and the Lord Jesus. But right now, we have a terrific opportunity for you, our listeners, to come and hear and be totally immersed in the truth of God's grace. The Simply Grace Conference with Bob Christopher and Basic Gospel is coming up this coming month in September, early September, and it's going to bring it all together. For all the information, go online to basicgospel.net/events. The conference is now only, probably today, 3 weeks away. So I hope if you haven't registered already that you will today or over the weekend, because we want to see you there at the Simply Grace Conference, September 6th and 7th. Get all the information again and register at basicgospel.net/events. But right now, back to The Power of Eight, and again, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. So this new life that we have, it's marked out by three different qualities, three different characteristics, and that is faith, hope, and love. So that's going to be true of every single Christian. The Christian life is lived by faith. It is anchored by hope, and it is expressed in love, both to God and to other people. That's how the Christian life works. And so today, we're really going to take a look at this life of faith. And so this newness of life that we've been raised to walk in, it truly is a life of faith. So in Galatians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20, Paul really summarizes the Christian life probably better than any other place in the Word of God. And he says this, for through the law I died to the law so that I might live for God. So Paul wanted with everything in him to live for God.
Yeah.
And he found out that while he was trying to do that under the law, he was missing the mark. And so when he met Christ and he saw the plan of God right in front of him, God's plan for Paul's salvation, for Paul's purpose, he died to the law. He died to that old way of life so that he could live for God. And here's what that looks like. He says, I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So when we come to Christ, we're identified with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. We've been raised to walk in the newness of life. Here's what that newness of life is. It is a life of faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. That's what God has called us to. That's what this new life is all about. Now, for us humans, faith is an unfamiliar reality to us. We've been used to living by principles, by rules, by regulations, by formulas, all of those sort of things. We've looked at, you know, the 10 steps to this and the 5 steps to that. And so we're asking God, give us, you know, a step-by-step outline of how this Christian life is supposed to work. And he says, no, 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 I've released you from that old way of life. Now I want you to walk by faith in my Son. I want you to trust my Son in every situation. That's what I desire for you. That's what I've called to you, called for you to do, and that's what I've empowered you to do by giving you the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit has written this law of faith on our hearts, and that law of faith moves us to trust, to rely, and depend upon Jesus Christ in all things. So we see in John chapter 16 that the Spirit goes out into the world to convict the world wrong about 3 different things, about sin, righteousness, and judgment, about sin because it does not believe in the Son. It does not believe in Jesus. So when we come to faith in Christ, we go from unbelief. Our hearts go from unbelieving hearts to believing hearts. Who brought that about? The Holy Spirit brought that about. And now the Holy Spirit is going to teach us how to live by faith, how to walk by faith in the one who loved us and gave himself for us. And so as we walk by faith, we're going to see the very life of Christ being lived out through us. That's what this is all about. Now, we see in 1 John 3:23, and this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us. So we oftentimes see, for example, in the Gospel of John, that if you love God, you'll keep his commands. And so we automatically think about the Ten Commandments. We're supposed to keep those Ten Commandments. But Jesus said, no, these are the commands, and these are not burdensome. And they are these two, to believe in the name of his Son and to love one another as he commanded us. So what is God's command? It is to trust Jesus Christ, to walk by faith in the Son. And as you walk by faith in the Son, you're going to find yourself loving one another as God commanded. So this life of faith is at the root, it's at the core of who we are as believers. It manifests itself in love one toward another. Now, Hebrews gives us the definition of faith. It's the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. So we have a hope, and that hope is in Christ Jesus. And this faith is the confidence about that hope, that it's indeed going to happen, that one day we're going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. And while we wait for that blessed appearing, we have the very hope of Christ himself living in us to conform us to his very image. And it's the assurance of the things that we do not see. The spiritual things, God is spirit. We're not going to be able to see him, but we know that he loves us. And we know that he's manifested his presence in us through his very Spirit. So that's what faith is. And so that's what God has called us to. And without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Right.
So this isn't an option. And God's equipped us with his Spirit. He's given us a heart, a believing heart. And so now we just live that out in our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Now, one of the aspects of faith is dependence, that there's this reliance, there's this dependence upon Jesus Christ. And I think that's so vitally important for us. We love to feel like we're independent, that we're making independent choices in this world. Kids, as they grow up, they're wanting to get more and more independent. Independent in, you know, being able to feed themselves when they reach, you know, a year and a half or two. Independent with being able to do some of the things that they want to do. And once they're on their own and out there, independent to choose their way of life, their direction, their path moving forward. But we are created beings, and we are created to live in dependence upon our Creator. And if we're not dependent upon our Creator, then we're going to be dependent upon things of the world. So an aspect of this faith, this new life of faith that we've been equipped to live, is dependence upon God the Father. So we see this illustration in the book of John where Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you abide in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. And apart from me, you can do nothing. As far as the Christian life is concerned, we can't live it through human effort. We can't be independent of God and hope to produce the fruit of God in and through us. We just don't have that as a part of us. But as we depend and abide and live in Jesus Christ, we're going to bear the fruit of his life through us. And that's going to be to the benefit of others. So we have to really grasp this idea of dependence if we're really going to live out this life of faith that God has called us to.
That's the voice of Bob Christopher here at Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us, everybody. We're kind of midstream on this particular session. This is number 15 and the Power of Eight, and we hope you're enjoying and benefiting from it. Let me remind you also that it's only because of the gifts of you, our faithful listeners, that we're able to continue on the air and online every day proclaiming this truth of Jesus Christ in this new covenant. We hope that you're going to support this ministry and become a partner with us by donating at basicgospel.net to help us keep the good news coming. At Basic Gospel, we want to take this gospel of grace in Jesus Christ to as many new places and many hungry ears as this message as we possibly can. But we can't do it without your help, without you and the many others who will step up to become partners with us. So join today if you can. With your gift, just click donate at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. Now back to Bob Christopher and the Power of Eight on Basic Gospel.
Well, just a note to our listeners. We have a person watching this on YouTube, and just say a little prayer for Morgan right now. And we would certainly appreciate that, and hopefully we'll have an opportunity to talk with her after the program. But back to our study in this life of faith. So Jesus is the vine, we're the branches. As we live in him, we're going to bear much fruit. And that's God's desire for us, is to bear the fruit of his life in and through us. Now, apart from him, that's an impossibility. We have to be attached to Jesus. And we experience that attachment. We experience that in our day-to-day lives through this attitude of dependence. And that's an aspect of faith. And Jesus really modeled this for us. So for those of you that look to Jesus as an example, this is really what you need to take from that. He taught you how to live in dependence upon him in exactly the same way he lived in dependence upon his Father. We see a number of places in the Gospel of John 5:19 and then also verse 30 of that chapter, where Jesus says, I do nothing of my own. I only do what the Father tells me. I only say what the Father tells me. And here in John 14, verse 10, we see this. Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Mm-hmm. So Jesus Christ modeled this life of dependence. He was dependent upon his Father. So when you look at the gospel accounts, for example, and you see him healing somebody and you ask the question, why did he heal that person? Because the Father told him to do it. That was the Father working in and through him. And Jesus was dependent on his Father and carried out what the Father wanted to do through him. So that's the reason. So Jesus modeled that. And so he says, in the same way, you live in dependence upon me. As the Father sent Jesus, so Jesus is sending us out in this world, equipped to live a life of faith and dependence upon him. Now, we also see in Ephesians 5:18, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. So what does that mean, to be filled with the Spirit? It means to be controlled by the Spirit of God. And when we're controlled by the Spirit of God, we're constrained and controlled by the very love of God. And we're certainly going to talk about this more as we get into what love is all about. But here we see this, that God is saying, I don't want you to be controlled. I don't want you to depend upon the things of this world. I don't want you to be controlled by wine. I want you to be controlled by the Spirit of God. And that really is feeding into this life of dependence, that we need to be dependent upon the Spirit of God to lead us and to empower us in this Christian life. And as we are, as we're controlled by the Spirit of God, as we walk in dependence upon Jesus Christ, then we're going to see this reality. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And against such things, there is no law. There's no law against love. There's no law against joy. There's no law against peace. There's no law against patience. These are things that transcend the ways of this world. These are the fruit of the Spirit. And as we live in dependence upon Christ, we're going to bear the fruit of the Spirit in our day-to-day lives. Yeah. That's just how this works. And boy, is it good news. Now, the other aspect of faith that I think is really important is this, is faith always gives thanks. Right. So a characteristic, a quality of a life of faith is a thankful heart. Rejoice always, as Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, we can give thanks in all circumstances, whether they're good circumstances or bad circumstances, because in either, God's love is still the same. Yeah. Christ's presence is still there. We still have his hope living in us. So we don't need to worry about the ups and downs of life. We can truly give thanks and genuinely give thanks in all things. Yeah. And then we have this further promise, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. That is the good news. So whatever circumstances you're going through right now, God is going to work those together for your good. That's his promise. So give thanks in those circumstances. That's what a life of faith looks like in Jesus Christ.
Indeed. Bob, thanks again for these wonderful insights from the Power of Eight. And friends, we hope you're enjoying and benefiting from it as well. And in the meantime, we'll be back for another session next week at the same time. It'll be session 16, as a matter of fact. But as I say, in the meantime, if you have a question about anything you've heard or would like answered on this broadcast, on this program, please leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. That's our listener line. And again, that number is 844-322-2742, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or you can email your question, if you'd rather, to bob@basicgospel.net. Either way, we'll be glad to hear from you and respond to your question. Again, that's bob@basicgospel.net. Remember also, Basic Gospel needs your support as we bring the truth of Jesus Christ and this new covenant to the airwaves and online every day. To make your gift, click donate at basicgospel.net. We would love for you to partner with us and help us keep this good news coming. Again, that's basicgospel.net. Just click that prominent donate donate link right there on the homepage. And while you're there, be sure to get the information on the Simply Grace Conference, September 6th and 7th. All that information is available at the same website. Just add a slash and events, basicgospel.net/events, and that'll get you all the information. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be here again on Monday for Basic Gospel. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.